This is Pharaoh's house.
Greetings, equilibrium and calm to you. In this podisode, optimizing innate attributes for intent-based projection attraction, or the true law of projection attraction, continued. Second, there is no entertainment. And finally, go to your head, a scalp detox and massage remedy in my holistic health tips for this podisode. Start this podisode, shall I, with questions. What are a few innate attributes that can be optimized for intent-based projection attraction? In this podisode, I expound upon topic 1 from podisode 201 on projection attraction. As I stated in podisode 201 or 201, there are many path sources that together create project attract patterns. These attributes are available for reviving and optimizing on multiple fields. To illustrate this topic, I'll use the taste receptor appetite axis as a model for intent-based projection attraction. Your taste receptor appetite axis, you know, as a so-called physiological attribute. Your vessel possesses taste receptors for sweetness, for example, on your tongue and in your brain grid. That's the higher brain and gut brain. Ask yourself, do you randomly desire sweetness, or do you deliberate when to ingest a sweet substance? At any given moment, preferably one that you have deliberated on, as opposed to being motivated by a driving force, you ingest sweet stimuli. A seeded purple grape, for instance. Ask yourself whether your intent reflects knowledge and purpose about a grape more so than what you desire based on an urge or appetite craving for something sweet. Taste satisfaction makes up one aspect of the purposes for eating this grape. As you've absorbed and know, there are a myriad of stimuli which satiate a trigger. Ideally, in this instance, you know a primary purpose and potential outcomes for this particular desire and for receiving what you project. This is key prior to projecting. In the extended portion of this podisode, I share fundamental steps to simplify projection. In the meantime, we shall delve further into taste receptor food acquisition. Your taste receptors are responsible for sensing the flavors of the foods you eat. These receptors guide you in selecting foods that satisfy your nutritional needs and so-called appetite cravings. The interaction between taste receptors and the brain's response to food influences your food choices and so-called eating habits. Now for my analogy, which uses taste receptors as a backdrop in order to indicate the flawed logic of the so-called law of attraction versus optimal approach I call projection attraction. First, know this, desire is not craving. The so-called popularized law of attraction, or make that flaw of attraction, disguises facade-motivated craving energy for desire, or better yet, true projecting. So whether it's alleged success, emotional needs, or health-related, as a flawed program, law of attraction sets a user's intention and focus towards attracting facade stimuli only. If you were to pursue surface-level satisfaction of your taste receptors, you would open your intent to the power of cravings for certain tastes, sweet, salty, umami. This is how you were taught to seek out and consume specific foods that satisfy those cravings. The so-called process typically operates in this way, starting with focus and selection. A trigger, whether extemporaneous or repeated, induces law of attraction, allegedly. By maintaining a positive focus and visualizing the desired outcomes, individuals tune their mindset and actions towards attracting those outcomes. The so-called mind's eye manifests illusory effects, usually based on memorized experiences with said desired flavor. When taste receptors identify a desired flavor, your brain processes this information and guides you to select foods or some substitute replacements that will provide a satiating equivalent. This also applies to emotional stimuli, which can satiate, placate, or overwhelm a particular physical chemical craving. For example, someone's sweet actions or words may suffice as the fulfilling attraction. Projection attraction utilizes connections between mental creativity, stored cellular energy, and response. Through projection attraction, your focused, clear thoughts and focused energy align alongside your actions, in turn projecting into surroundings to create favorable conditions for attracting desired outcomes. Regarding the taste receptor example, interaction between taste receptors and the brain triggers a response that energizes and motivates you to seek and consume the desired food in the physical. But what if seemingly impossible? Enter manifestation and satisfaction. By thoroughly combining purpose and knowledge of desire into focused desire, outcomes manifest in tangible results, leading to satisfaction and fulfillment. So-called law of attraction leaves out purpose and knowledge of focused desire. Plus, it also ignores intuitive recognition of multitudinal results which come in tangible and intangible formats. And yes, through method-based experiencing, you can become adept at discerning these diverse formats. So why did I use a tangible or tertiary model to illustrate the differences between flaw of attraction and projection attraction? I use this example because food ingestion is a basic action that most sentients have in common. Similarly, the popularized law of attraction relies on an entertainment-based taste receptors reaction satisfaction program. Most of you know the scenario. A craving enters the so-called mind. A craved food is sought and consumed. Then the taste receptors send signals to the brain, resulting in a feeling of satisfaction and pleasure from the flavor. Focus is placed on satisfaction, not on any of the obligatory keys necessary for beneficial projection attraction, as opposed to successful attraction alone. And what of dissatisfaction, when the flawed law of attraction doesn't get what you want? Both the flawed law of attraction programming and the optimized projection attraction approach foster feedback loops. Experiencing so-called positive outcomes or fruition reinforces the focus, creating a feedback loop that encourages continued and particular pattern thinking and focus. This extends internally, meaning from your biophysical makeup outward to your influenceable surroundings. This is an optimal niche, or niche, as some say. Now you're seeing what is meant by surrounding oneself with like-minded souls and spirit bodies in a community setup. Your participation is appreciated. This part of the podisode ends here. The longer version is available only to subscribing participants. Subscribe today through one of the links shown in the description to absorb the entire podisode.